The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
5 years ago, August 2019, what was happening? Ireland was enjoying a wet but mild August. Spider-Man Far From Home was in the cinemas and Boris Johnson had just moved into number 10 Downing Street. And we were on the precipice of a national debate about whitewater rafting in this country, because it was in August 2019 that it was first suggested that the George's Dock area in Dublin city centre would be used for a whitewater rafting facility. It never really got going. The cost seemed to be the big stumbling block, about €12 million, I think, when initially mooted, but that quickly doubled to over €25 million. Donna Cooney's with me, Green Party councillor, Deputy Lord Mayor of Dublin. Dermot Lacey, a Labour Party councillor as well on Dublin City Council. You're both very, very welcome. Donna, are you sorry we don't have a whitewater rafting facility today?
No, I was actually opposed to it. I thought it was a bit of a white elephant myself, but I really like Lido. And I mean, I had just been elected in August 2019. I've been re-elected this summer and we're still just talking about it. And that's my sort of, you know, I mean, there's a lot of people now behind the campaign for an outdoor Lido. And, you know, I just think a city like Dublin, I know we're on a coast, but it's tidal. There's like, you know, jellyfish issues. I swim myself in Clontarf Baths. I'm really lucky to be close to that. You know, Daniel Whiffen's been down for a swim there as well. So we've just won sort of gold medals, and there's going to be so much more, many, many more children that are interested in swimming. You know, I was you know, in a Dublin City Council swimming pool yesterday. Huge, you know, we booked it for an hour for to bring a group down there. But, you know, being outdoors on a day like this in the sunshine, but it's also all year round. I mean, you pay €10 to go into Clontarf, for the public can. You can book it in for 2 hours to go into the Clontarf outdoor pool. But we're trying to encourage more sustainable tourism, people to come to Dublin and do outdoor pursuits. I know I look for, you know, where can I go swimming when I go to any city. You know, the cities are getting hotter. You know, a day like this, you know, you just be lovely to get out and go for a pool. And then in the winter, you can't have them heated sustainably. You know, they've looked at how that heating could come from the waste to energy, from the incinerator, from the waste to energy.
Yeah, like district
service.
Heating systems.
Yeah, district heating systems, solar energy. You could do it really sustainably as well. And we've already agreed we're going to animate that area. We've already agreed that we're not going for the whitewater rafting. So, like, what is the delay in this? There isn't any updates on it. I know there's a campaign actively there. Swim Ireland have come on board to support it. You know, some sort of concept designs have been put together about what it would be like, and even sort of a scaled down version if we didn't go for the more, you know, expensive version, because, you know, I think once they could see that it actually works, people really just want the pool. They want some maybe indoor, outdoor changing things, you know, some showers and have it heated sustainably. You don't really need to go really overboard with the cost of it.
No.
And I think it would really cover itself in terms of the running of it.
Dermot Lacey, like I say, is with us as well. Dermot, do you think we should revisit the Lido, or the whitewater rafting suggestion, or has that horse bolted?
Well, good evening and hello, Donna. I supported the whitewater rafting facility, and I think it's a real pity that we didn't go ahead with it. And I think it was a real lack of political leadership on the part of many people. It might surprise your listeners to know that the whitewater rafting facility was supported at a local community level, was supported at a local area committee level, and was supported at full city council level. And it wasn't until sort of the naysayers got going that some of the previous supporters ran scared. And it did represent to me a serious lack of vision and a lack of ambition for Dublin. Yes, the cost was €25 million. If you consider that in the context of the nation's finances, that was really small money. I actually don't mind what we do with George's Dock, but we need to do something. Whether it's the Lido, whether it's the whitewater rafting facility or not, I don't really mind. I will support an innovative development for that area. And I just hope that some of those who are constantly calling for something to be done don't run scared when sort of, you know, the iron hits the fire. We need a bit of leadership in Dublin. We need new sporting facilities. We need new recreational facilities. I don't believe money is a problem in Ireland. What is a problem is real political leadership.
Who is not providing that leadership Is that at local city council level? Is it the Lord Mayor's office? Is it the CEO of the city council? Is it national government? Where's the problem?
I think there's a lot of things there, Ciarán. I mean, much of it does come back to the sort of mantra which I keep on repeating and have been doing for 30 years. We need real local government reform in this country. We need decisions to be made at a local level. At the moment, the allocation of sports grants, for example, for Club X or Club Y, is determined by civil servants based in the Department of Sport. In any sort of normal democracy, such decisions would be made at local government level. The sports officers we have in Dublin City Council know the sort of sports clubs that operate in the city, know the sporting needs, and yet decisions are made in a sort of a box-ticking exercise, allocating marks and percentages to projects by civil servants working in offices remote from the action. So we need to allow decision-making to be made at a local level. Mm. We need a bit of real leadership at local level, and we need power to be rested and vested in the local authorities so that we can deliver. We have land right across the city where we could provide better sporting facilities, better tennis facilities, better running facilities, yeah, and so forth in our public parks. We have, for example, Dublin City Councillors have repeatedly called for the disgracefully closed Marian College pool to be taken over by the City Council. That's an immediate thing that the government could do. Give us the funds to acquire that pool, which is sitting there closed, despite having had tens of thousands, probably hundreds of thousands,
yeah,
of public investment put in it. But give us the power. That's what we need to do.
Donna, does it have to be one or the other? Could you not do the Lido and George's Dock and get people swimming down the Grand Canal Dock?
Or put
the whitewater rafting, I keep mixing them up, put the whitewater rafting in George's Dock and have the Lido and Grand Canal Dock.
I just don't think there's enough interest for the whitewater rafting. I think it's very niche. I think that, you know, in terms of it being, you know,
if you build it, they will come.
No, in terms of, well, I don't think in this case, because they were talking about €50 a pop to go. So, I mean, how often are you going to do that? You know, I just think it's a bit of a niche sport. And as for training facilities, when you looked at the cost comparison of, you know, bringing people over to train, you know, like over in the UK, it was better value for them to do that and to stay, even if they stayed in, you know, in really top hotels or whatever. It just wasn't worth the while as a training facility. And I don't believe that there would be enough people interested in
but
it.
We've
to
got
make
no
it
white water rafting facility in this country, so it's hard to say that it wouldn't be worthwhile in terms of the number of people using it, isn't it?
Well, people because that are maybe interested in actually in sort of canoeing, going after, they can go down the Liffey, you know what I mean? Like, you're out in nature, you know, out in the sort of going into some sort of, you know, I suppose, fake facility.
But
all
that's
that
what
sort
they
of
compete in terms of competition. Like, that's what you would be building it, yeah, for people who compete. They don't compete on the Liffey. You compete in these fake courses.
Yeah, I just think it wouldn't suit the community. It would be, you know, something that the community wasn't as accessible to the community as the swimming. This would provide a safe swimming location for the youths of the area as well, and for people of the area that are swimming sometimes without, you know, lifeguards, without, you know, safety in mind. So, you know, it really would provide that sort of animated swimming facility in an area really that could do with its investment in that. Whereas if you're putting in something that was really a niche sporting activity for those that, you know, can afford to pay €50 a go, I don't think it's the sort of facility. And let's just go for the Lido and see how well that goes. You know, in future, if there's a huge big call out, you know, for whitewater rafting, which I didn't feel there was.
Mm.
And I mean, I suppose, you know, I mean, Councillor Lacey's right. We need leadership on this. There is support and backing around the Lido. So let's just go on. There's huge capital sports grants funding more than ever. We've just done so well in the Olympics. So let's push for this.
What's stopping us getting ahead then and doing these things?
Yeah, well, we're building new swimming pools in Dublin City Council. We're building a really new swimming pool in Northside. You know, we've just done up the Sean McDermott Street pool. It's a really nice facility now. There's, you know, number of really nice changes. Facilities, showers. It's a really good facility there now. So, you know, let's just do this because we just don't have a proper outdoor swimming pool in Dublin.
But we don't have municipal population sports facilities full stop compared to other European countries. You know, yeah, and they're often provided by local authorities in those countries. And they're things like Dermot Lacey mentioned as well, their tennis courts and basketball courts and their kind of outdoor velodromes and whatever it happens to be. We do none of that here. What's stopping us?
Well, we do have, we do have some sports facilities.
They're rubbish.
We've all weather sporting facilities.
How many athletic tracks are there available to people living in Dublin City?
Well, it's not great. Yeah, I mean, you know, I mean, it's not great.
How many public tennis courts are available?
I mean, when I was a kid, we used to have to go out to Santree.
It's most densely populated part of the country. How many tennis courts do they have?
Well, they have fairly subsidised. They have St Anne's and they have Rockfield Park, and there's two new pavilions going in there, $250,000 per pavilion for pavilions. And
St Anne's Park.
Yeah, there's tennis
courts. But you just gave out, you said Clontarf was too far out for people in the city centre to swim. Sure, if that's too far out, then tennis is miles away.
Well, I mean, there should be more tennis facilities, for sure, I agree. Like, you know, tennis in the parks has been running for years and they're running on a shoestring and looking for sponsorship every year. I think just a willingness, people go, you know, why spend it on sport when we've got like this crisis, a housing crisis or whatever. It's always put there. Whereas in fact, you know, everybody can facilitate these sports. If you spend money on sports, it's going to be a reduction in health, you know, costs of health, you know, the wellness, the community connections, everything that, you know, that sport helps to provide. And I really think we do. You go down to anywhere, if you say to go to Valencia, then along the park, there's every single, you can play every single type of sport. Like there's you know, everything from, you know, baseball to hockey, to cricket, to everything, you know, and it's, I don't know why we don't have the same level of sporting access. I know the funds are there. We've had more funding than ever. You know, and there's specifically
true,
funding. We have had more funding and sports than ever.
That is
been
not true, Donna.
Well, what do you...
The reality is that we need to allocate significant funding for people, sports people on the ground. But what we have is a government and a civil service that knows the cost of everything and the value of nothing. It is a nightmare for local organisations to get through the grant application process for applying for grants. That needs to be simplified. It needs to be brought down to a local government level.
170 Dublin Sports Club have just got $6.6 million just for equipment this summer.
€6 million is my new.
I'm saying local sports clubs just for equipment.
The reality is that under the government, the current government, and I'm sorry for being party political, but you sort of raised a hair here, is that funding for youth work, for local sports groups, for local development has declined in real terms in recent years. And government constantly announces new grant schemes that are so awkward and difficult and bureaucratic for local organisations to apply for that many of them don't do it. That process needs to be brought down to a local level where people can sit down with their local sports officers, work out how a grant would work for their local organisation, and then to develop it. So on top of the grant bureaucracy, you have the bureaucracy of procurement policies, the various standards that government departments require that are way beyond the reach of local community organisations to apply for those. The process is administered by a bureaucracy that simply doesn't understand the impact of their schemes on local organisations. And that's what needs to be changed. We need to devolve power, authority, responsibility and funding to a local level that it can be delivered on time for local people and the interest of local people. That is something the National Civil Service and the National Department of Sports and the National Minister simply does not understand. And that needs to change.
Well, I agree that we need to put more money in, but the truth is that it has increased year on year in each budget and will increase again. We just, you know, announced, you know, a new cricket pavilion facility was just announced today. You know, there's new facilities being announced throughout the country day in, day out. You know, there's been, you know, remember when we were like, you're talking about either having Bohemian or Shells, and now we've got, you know, the two clubs are staying. You know, you can't say that there is not
That was delivered by local authorities who had the power to do it on that particular incident because we owned one of the sites involved. You know, we need to strengthen the role of local government. I remember the day when really good things about the Green Party was that the Green Party supported the ambition that I had for local government reform. In the last 4 years, that vision of the Green Parties and local government, like many many other policies of the Green Party have simply disappeared away. Go back to your roots, Donna. Start supporting devolved local government power so we can deliver to our communities the way the Green Party once wanted to do and I still want to do.
Well, we do deliver to our communities. We have been delivering to communities. And,
Donna,
you know,
I
don't think that your ministers, when
years.
You were in that area, ever delivered as much as we have done. But let's not get party political about this because that's ridiculous. We're working together at a Dublin City Council level. We're part of a group working together and we want what's best for Dublin and we want these facilities. So let's just look together. You know, you're the one that brought in the sort of, you know, party political stuff. So I'm bound to spar back on that one.
Because, Donna, politics is about decisions that are made at the political level.
No, listen, you're sore because you didn't get your white water rafting. Nobody wanted it.
I want to see the development of more sports facilities for the people of Dublin and people who come to Dublin. I have said I will support whatever proposals develop the Spencer Dock area and other parts of Dublin. But, you know, people like yourself, tell us what you're against. Will you start telling us what you're
I'm
for?
I'm not saying what I'm against.
How,
I say I'm for a Lido. I've been very clear. I'm for a Lido. I'm for an outdoor Lido.
Well, listen, some of our listeners in favour of...
ministers.
I'm for a Lido.
College swimming pool.
I'm listeners, for a Lido.
Listeners in favour of both, like this listener, why can't we have a Lido and a white water rafting course? Why does it always have to be one or the other? Should the government are rotten with money? They could afford it. Owen and Bray says an open seawater Lido would be great. The Clontarf one is no view, so I prefer sea swimming. And I'm sea swimming for 3 years in Bray, and that is from Owen in Bray. This listener says, for a country that is next to nothing in terms of international sports facilities, it's a shame the whitewater rafting never went ahead. God forbid somebody here had a bit of ambition. I'm a retired firefighter and I've trained in these whitewater centres in Cardiff and Middlesbrough for flood swift water rescue. This centre should be built in Limerick at UL. It's central to all the major urban centres, Dublin 2 hours, Cork 1.5, Galway 1 hour. Plus it can be used by fire for service training, slight diversion of part of the Shannon River at minimum costs. And if there was a whitewater rafting facility, it wouldn't be niche for very long. People would love the excitement of it. There's no white water in this country. How does Donna know who would and wouldn't enjoy it?
Well, because there was a survey done on it. I listened to people's opinion. And when what really put me off it was the cost. They were saying that it would be €50 to go. And that was the cost. And that was the economic model that they had done for it. And I thought to myself, gosh, those kids around there are not going to be able to afford €50 to go. And I put me off because I thought, yet again, we're bringing in. We've already got loads of office blocks in these areas.
Why not do both?
It's dead in the evening.
Do both.
And nothing, you know. I wanted something that the community could really have access.
But do
to.
Both.
Well, let's put in the Lido first. You know, let's forget about the white water, put in the Lido and look to see if somebody comes up with a proposal for a white water. Sounds better, you know, that a better proposal for a white water. This particular one was not viable. It was too expensive. It didn't get the backing of the local from the council, the majority of the councillors, and it didn't get the backing from the department either, from the minister. So they weren't going to get the funding. So let's go for this, which is, you know, a much more realistic option, and we can do it fairly quickly and fairly easily, and it can be up and
going. Well, hold on now. I'm going to have to call you up on fairly quickly. I mean, it's about 3 years since the whitewater rafting was shot down with the suggestion a Lido would go in instead.
It was
3 years ago.
Discussing it and getting all sorts of reports on it. I mean, that was...
Yeah, but you just claimed we're going to do this quickly.
Well, why can't we? We've already got that concept. There is no reason why we have to spend an awful lot of time building a Lido.
Okay.
When will we have it? Well, if we had an agreement and it went for planning, we could have it within 2 years.
We will. I'll chop my left arm off if we've got that Lido done within 2 years.
Do not, but do go for a swim.
I'll swim in circles then.
Donna, I know, I'm frozen shoulder. I was doing that myself for a while. Not a nice
thanks for joining us. Donna Cooney, Green Party Councillor, Deputy Lord Mayor of Dublin, Dermot Lacey, Labour Party Councillor, Dublin City Council.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.